Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Ours is a new love, but it burns very brightly, and it gets hot and sweaty and stanky. There's some stank on that love.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You think you're going to find somebody that's going to be like psyched to go to Applebee's with you every Friday night and hear the same football stories about how you rocked in high school?
I did rock in high school football. You want to check tape?
And Brendan Sprague.
You know about the cup sizes and all?
They have different cups.
Yeah, I know about the cup.
You got the A, the B. The C, the D, that's the biggest.
I know the D is the biggest. I based my whole life on knowing that the D is the biggest.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague on Portland sports leader, 1080, The Fan. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday. Hope your Thursdays are going great. Get to a little Thursday night football. The NBA is considering doing something that I'm a huge fan of. I think it'd be really cool. Talk about that in a little bit. See how you guys feel about it. We got a bunch of poll questions we need to answer. There's still a lot to get to in the final hour of the show, but it's the start of the last hour on a Thursday. That means it's time for the Pro Football Challenge.
It's time for a predictive little trip around the National Football League.
Simple plays executed with a maximum of effort.
Game by game, our hosts are ready to make their picks, and we know how that usually goes.
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
The Pro Football Challenge with Dirt and Sprague, brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen, online at warrenallen.com.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
The Pro Football Challenge on 1080.
It's go time, yo.
The Fan.
Cut that meat. Cut that meat. Let's make some NFL picks. Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen, online at warrenallen.com. Here's how we did last week, gentlemen. The three games. Can you name the three games we picked?
Nope.
Swigart, can you name the... No clue. Okay. The three games we picked were the 49ers and Patriots.
Got that wrong.
The Panthers and Saints.
Got that right.
And the Seahawks and the Cardinals.
I got that right.
I got that one right.
2-1.
So you two both went 2-1. I went 1-2. I was riding a heater into last week, and now I've reached a point where I'm questioning everything. You know what I mean? Like, you look at a line, you're like, I don't know. I can see it going that way. I can see it going that way.
That's like my golf game.
I had confidence, and I was like looking at games like, dude, they're going to cover. Boom. And I think it all started last week with betting on Philly to cover that spread on Thursday Night Football.
It did start there, didn't it?
It all started there, man. I've been in a tailspin ever since. Let's see if I can get out of this week. So, yeah, I went 1-2. I hit on the 49ers, lost on the Saints and the Seahawks. Sprager, you missed on the Patriots.
Yeah.
And you hit on the Panthers and the Cardinals. And Swigart, you hit on the 49ers and the Cardinals, and you missed on the Saints. So, season standings. I'm 12-8 on the year. You both picked up a little bit of ground on me. Sprague, you were back to 500 at 10-10. And Swigart, you were 11-9. So there you go. We're all separated by a game, almost at the halfway point. The three games we are picking today, courtesy of the mighty fan listener.
Wait a minute. You said what? He's 11-9?
He's 11-9.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I thought I heard a different number
we
there.
We got 12-8, 11-9, 10-10.
Yeah, I heard 10-10, and then I thought I heard 11-8 for some reason.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, okay.
11-9, yeah. We're all separated by a game. The three games we're picking, we will start with a team that got a crazy last-second finish, but they are missing their top wide receiver the rest of the year. The Cleveland Browns are at home And they are taking on the Las Vegas Raiders, who, boy, did they cost me a lot of money last weekend. Raiders at Cleveland. Cleveland is favored by 2.5 points. The floor is to you two gentlemen as the winners of the weekend.
Yeah, you know, the tough thing with this is going to be what Raider team shows up.
The Kansas City Raider team or the Tampa Raider team?
And overall, I'm going to hope that it's a top 15 rushing unit, because if you can slow down Kareem Hunt and company, you're putting Baker Mayfield in a spot that he hasn't been all that impressive in. Now, it's one thing to throw 5 touchdowns against the Cincinnati Bengals, who, by the way, were missing their best DB. It's another to do it against the Vegas Raiders. I'm still not sold on it. If Baker can prove me wrong here, great, but I kind of like the spot. What did you say the line was?
It is Browns minus 2.5.
I will take the Raiders plus the 2.5. I think they win this game outright. They had a very poor showing against the Bucks, and they strike me as the kind of team that just every other week they're responding.
Put it in the turkey hole this weekend?
Yeah, that was a tough spot, especially when you couldn't, you know, be around your entire starting offensive line for a couple of days during the week. So a full week of practice for them, maybe a little determination, as well as John Gruden with his foot in their behinds all week. So the Browns are likely to be a bunch that's starting to feel themselves a little bit, especially Baker. So I'll take the 2.5 points. I think this is going to be a wild ride, but I think the ability for the Raiders to run consistently, shorten the game, put more pressure on Baker to maximize each and every drive, I think the Raiders get them.
And that Cleveland secondary sucks.
Yeah, and I think the point is valid, too. You brought up about them not the practice thing was all thrown off for them last week. Their offensive line couldn't be there. They ended up being okay and being able to play the game. But that's just a weird thing to go through all week. And I also wonder how much of that game, and we might end up having to eat a ton of crow at the end of the season. I wonder how much of that game has to do with Tampa clicking. Like, Tampa's playing damn good football right now. They look like an unstoppable force. The close game towards the end of the second quarter, they hit a touchdown at the end of the first half, and it was just on from there. And Cleveland is nowhere near Tampa, so I'm going to take Oakland. I'm going to take Vegas in this one. I'm with Sprague. I think they went outright. There's something about Cleveland and Mayfield against an okay team late in the game that I just don't trust. I know he came up with plays late, but if Burrow and Cincinnati can tear up that defense, I think the Raiders should be able to as well. All right, next one up, the Saints, fresh off a close win at home over Carolina. Defense not playing well. They got injuries on the outside. I haven't seen anything on their wide receivers, so I have to look into that. They're on the road at Chicago this week, and the Bears, off of getting their ass kicked Monday Night Football, they're catching 4.5. Your Bears plus 4.5 at home against the Saints.
I might pick this game tomorrow. I love this line. The Bears couldn't have looked worse, and for that reason, you bet the Bears plus 4.5 at home. Yes, please, to those points.
Da Bears.
The Saints, you know, they're... You give them credit for the record, but, man, I watched that Carolina game, too, and Carolina came damn close to winning that game outright. I think Chicago could actually win this game outright. I will gladly take plus 4.5 with the home team, and I think the offense is going to start moving the ball a little better than they did on Monday against the Rams.
Michael Thomas, I saw reports, was on the practice field today for the Saints. I think that makes a lot of difference. I think the Rams really exposed some holes in the Bears' defense. There's nobody I like better against a blitz than Drew Brees. The middle of the field was wide open. They had so if they can run off one or two of their speedy guys, they can bring Michael Thomas, they can bring Cook the tight end, they can bring Kamara right in the middle of the field, and Drew Brees will dump it off 5 yards all day. They will make chunks. The Bears offense is pathetic. I will lay those 4.5 points. It's supposed to be windy but clear and cold in Chicago. So I think the short passing game and Breeze, just as long as he can detect where the blitz is coming from, he'll go right into the hole and that they create in the middle of that defense. And I think they just dink and dunk their way down the field all day long.
Did you say it's going to be cold?
38 degrees.
You're taking the 43-year-old arm that can barely throw the ball down the field?
The old man arm?
He's only going to throw it 5 yards at a time. He can do that.
You know you've picked them before, and they don't cover when you pick them.
I understand this, but I can't get that.
Dude, they're fraudulent. I'm telling you, they're not legit.
The Bears are fraudulent.
Yeah, the Bears' offense sucks.
Well, it's a battle of fraudulence here. We'll see who's legit.
Well, I think there's fraudulence on both sides, right? The Saints' defense is not good. It's not. They're not. They haven't played well all year. Like Carolina was moving it up the field on them.
The Bears cannot run the football.
And the Bears can't score points. So it's a battle of the weaker links. Can Chicago's terrible offense score against New Orleans' terrible defense?
Robinson was placed in concussion protocol, by the way.
And that's not ideal. That just terrified me because I wanted to take the Bears. But I'm going to stick with it just because they're catching 4.5. I'm not going to pick Chicago to win this game. I don't have enough trust in their offense. But you tell me it's like a 21-17 kind of game. I'm catching 4.5. I'll take that. They're at home, too. Embarrassed on Monday Night Football. Give me the Bears.
Yes.
Plus 4.5.
Let's all have a heart attack together.
I don't know if you want me on your side right now, Sprager, okay? I'm cold.
Well, you're on my side.
I'm like the gambling herpes right now, okay? Mm. I'm not going away until I get some... Is there herpes medicine?
That was a little graphic.
Sorry,
I apologize. And I picked first. Why am I on you? Why are you the herp that I latched onto?
I'm latched on now. I'm latched onto that pick.
I would say that you're a hurt, but I'm the medicine. You're latching on hoping that I solve your problem.
Okay, that's fair. Let's see how we feel about the last one. The 49ers, they just smoked New England last week. On the road, it's making everybody question the Patriots. Back-to-back, really impressive wins for the 49ers. But, as is the story with them all year, one step forward, two steps back, bunch of injuries continuing to pile up. Wilson, the running back, Deebo Samuel, both out. They might get some guys back in the secondary. They are on the road against Seattle, who just suffered their first loss of the year at Arizona on Sunday night, and the Seahawks are favored by 3 points at home against the 49ers.
I hate that there's not a hook involved here.
It'll make it easy.
It's a pretty flat number, and this is basically a pick 'em because they're the home team. They're only getting 3. I'm going to take the Hawks to respond to the Arizona loss. I think Russell Wilson's going to feast on that defense the way that New England could not, the way that the Rams just, for whatever reason, didn't show up and do. I think you can, and the Niners are going to be without Deebo Samuel. They'll be able to scheme some other guys, you know, get guys like Brandon Ayuk a little more touches. Kittle is a man possessed right now since coming back from the injury, but I'm taking the Hawks. I think they respond, and oh, by the way, I've been picking against my team every single week, I'm going to continue to do so. There you go.
This is an odd one. Neither team has running backs.
This has push written all over it.
So I don't know what to do with it. The weather is going to be ideal.
Okay.
57, sunny, no wind. About as ideal on November 1st in Seattle as you could hope for. So that's not a part of it.
God, it's almost November.
Dude, it's after Saturday. It's November.
What?
Welcome to November. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Do it.
The Niners found a way.
Do it.
Last week.
Say it. You better say it right now.
Do it.
I'll take the 3.
You're damn right you will.
Taking the 3. You got to take the 3 here, man. Yeah, I'm all over the 49ers. I'm all over the 49ers this weekend. I think their defense has figured some stuff out the last couple of weeks. They got embarrassed by Miami, and I think sometimes when you're a good team, and injuries were a huge part of that, no doubt about it. That was a kick in the pants that they needed to kind of like, all right, what the hell was that? And they've been a recentered, refocused, much better football team the last 2 weeks.
This is the best offense they've faced, though, in the last 3 weeks.
No doubt about it. But if you're going to suffer injuries on the offensive side of the ball the way the 49ers have, is there any defense in the NFL you'd rather go against in Seattle right now? Like, Deebo Samuel being out sucks, and that might bite them in the long run.
Only the Cowboys.
Sure, the Cowboys. Maybe that's the Jets. It. The Jets are pretty bad.
Yeah, Jets held the Bills to field goals.
They couldn't hold them out of the end zone. That's very true. So I think that is going to benefit San Francisco this weekend. Deebo being out and Wilson being out, that sucks. And their running backs are banged up. But if there's any coach in the league that can overcome a running back injury and scheme up a guy to go to like randomly for $125, it's Kyle Shanahan. Ayuk has been great this year, really fitting that Deebo Samuel role.
That's like a good pick.
And George Kittle is, as you mentioned, a man possessed. So I think they've been pretty consistent on offense. They're going to come out, try and run the ball, keep Russell Wilson off the field. And I just don't trust Seattle's defense to get enough stops right now. And it puts Russ in a tough spot. So maybe it's a Seahawk win by a nose, but I'm gonna take those 3 points. Give me 49ers plus the 3.
I just want to point out a couple things here. One, you both just bet against Russell Wilson.
Yeah, well, I bet on Russell Wilson last week, and, you know, how'd that go for me?
It's the only place he struggles, Arizona. And the second thing,
they lost at home to San Francisco last year.
It wasn't Russ's fault. I have a bet on this game with our boss, who's a noted Seahawk fan, Kim.
Yeah, she's a diehard Seahawk fan.
So here are stipulations of said bet. If the Niners win, she's going to dye her hair blonde.
Like, legit, she's going to do it?
My blonde.
That's actually going to happen.
That is what the deal is.
She's a lot on the line.
She's a diet blonde.
What do you got to do?
If I lose and the Seahawks win, I have to buy her a nice 2 bottles of wine and shave a 12 in the side of my head.
Oh, for how long? Just for how long it's going to last?
Oh, yeah, just one time.
Okay.
She didn't specify, like, hey, I need to do this the rest of the football season. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I can handle, like, 2 weeks of people going, you Hawk fan? I can't handle a whole season of doing it.
You walk around and yell, go Hawks, and people just cuss, so you fit in. You don't have to answer the question every time.
Actually, I went to Texas A&M.
Actually, no, I'm an OG 12er, if you will. Really into 12-packs, actually. Thank you very much. There you go, the Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Warren Allen, attorneys at law. Injured, don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com. Again, the games we're picking, Raiders at Browns, Saints at Bears, 49ers at Seahawks. We're all on the Raiders. Sprague and I are on the Bears. Swigart is on the Saints. And then Swag and I like the 49ers while Sprager is on the Seahawks. There you go. All right, let's get to this. The NBA floating an idea that I absolutely love. Would you like to see a change to the format of regular season scheduling? We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. No, hey, welcome back in. 221. NBA's been in the news lately. They're trying to figure out what their plans for next season are. When do you start? How many games do you play? How do guys feel about it? When's the draft going to happen? Free agency? There's all sorts of stuff that's getting floated out there. And we've talked about when they should start and what would be good for the league. This one was a bit of a twist on it, and I don't know how people feel about it. We did a poll question on it. We'll update you at the end of the show where the results are. Kind of love this. I believe it came from Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. I think
that's
who initially
had it. Yeah, he was the one
with
the sourcing last night.
Okay,
yeah.
So he had the sourcing on this. So they're trying to figure out, do you start Christmas or do you start MLK Day, basically? And he floated out that the NBA is kicking around the idea of doing some form of a hybrid scheduling like Major League Baseball did, where they just did regional games. Not completely, but mostly regional games. And also trying to limit the amount of travel for teams. And by doing so, they would, instead of playing one-off games all season, you play a game in Denver, then you fly to L.A., then you fly to Salt Lake, then you fly home, right? They would play series, like baseball. Now, not every single game, I believe, would be a series, but a chunk of your schedule would be a series over a couple of days where a team would come into town, you'd play them on a Monday, a Tuesday, and a Thursday, and then they'd leave. How do we feel about the NBA playing series?
I think for the COVID period of time, however long that's going to last, because it doesn't sound like they're going to have full capacity. They might do 20-30% next year, depending on what those dialogues go like with the owners and the players, et cetera. But they're going to have a COVID-like season again next year, and I like it. If you can limit travel and you can kind of stay within your division, stay within kind of your geographical region.
Sure.
I think it's great. And you know, you tease us.
Oh, I don't know why my Siri's talking to me. Sorry. That was weird.
How much porn are you watch?
No, it's down. I was looking up herpes medicine. Sorry. That's from the last segment.
Sprague, not a cure.
Oh, sorry.
No, but you mentioned this earlier. It's a one-off, right? It could be a one-off for them. And just like the bubble was a one-off, you get through 1.5 seasons of COVID, and then hopefully we get to a point in 2 years where things are far more normal like they were. I think during this, though, it would be kind of cool to say, you got the Houston Rockets coming in for a 2-game set, or maybe they do 3-game sets. I don't know what they would do if they go full on baseball, but
yeah, it just says MLB style series. It doesn't specify.
If you did stuff like that, LeBron is in Portland for a 2-game set. Like,
right.
I think that would be great. And if you could cut down on travel a little bit, that's always a good thing. If there's any common thing we heard from the bubble, aside from everything kind of going well, it was that the players loved not traveling for the postseason because they all acknowledged how much that kind of weighs on you. And you know it, but you really realize it when you're not traveling and you go, oh man, last year at this point, I was exhausted.
Right, right.
Reporters were talking about this too, of like, that's the thing fans know least about and understand is, when they travel as media, they're exhausted. These guys are traveling and then playing. So they love that that aspect of it. And if you can limit travel, I always think that's a good thing. I think you get better basketball that way.
Yeah, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place here because they want to play 72 games. You want to play as many games as you can to recoup the revenue. I mean, they lost, what it ended up being, I saw like $2 billion, I think, something like that. And most of it was from the shutdown, like $200 million of it was from the China dispute. So they lost money last year. And you're looking at having a season where if fans are allowed in, it's going to be very limited. So you want to get as many games in as you can. But also the league and I think the players, they want to finish before the Olympics start in July, right? That's a big deal for basketball players and for the NBA. And the players want to have their summers off. So it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too. There's going to have to be some bend over, you know, either way of saying, all right, we want to get these games in. We want to finish by a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea, and again, this would be a one-off situation, but I wouldn't be opposed to it being something where if we like it over the year that the NBA sticks with. I think the idea of having series is awesome for the NBA. And now it wouldn't always be great because you're going to get occasional series where, you know, insert crappy team is in town for 2 or 3 days. Like, who's the worst team in the Western Conference next year?
The Kings?
The Kings are in town for a weekend series. Like, yeah, you know what? Maybe, that's not going to do a lot for me.
Right.
Right. Eh. But you get those weekends where Houston's in town or LA's in town or Golden State's in town or Zion's in town. And you get to watch him for a couple of nights. You schedule like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of thing. Give him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off and try and space out the games in that way. I don't know. I think it'd be a lot of fun to try for a season. It would limit the travel. They want to cut that down by 25%. This is a great way to do it. And, you know, as a Blazer fan, it's a catch-22 for me because I love games against the bottom half of the Eastern Conference because they're usually wins because the Eastern Conference bottom half is not very good. They also do nothing for me as a fan. Like when you go to Atlanta, when you're playing Detroit, Orlando, I don't need that game.
Well, you're naming fan bases that, like, Detroit has a good fan base when they're good.
Every 10, 15 years when they're relevant, and then they dip into irrelevancy again. But if you replace some of those games and some of those random trips to Charlotte, like, I don't care about that game.
Yeah, I don't need...
Instead, you fill it with some series against Western Conference. It's going to make your schedule tougher, but everybody's likely going to be playing the same tough schedule. So I'd be all for that, man.
I just think it's good to be thinking forward like this, to have maybe options available, but if you don't have a normal schedule and... you still can't have any, or it's just a small percentage of fans that you can make it a lot easier for the players. Again, I think anything you do to help the players, you're giving us as fans or the media,
right?
You're giving us better basketball. The only thing I would miss, and we don't even know if they would cut out the East Coast games. They might keep those, right? They might just limit who you play and cut that down. But I've always been pretty fond of the... When is the? It's usually like December, January, February-ish when they do that random East Coast trip and they have a Sunday 1 o'clock game or Sunday 11 a.m. game. I like that from time to time.
Okay.
I remember years and years ago, and it was sometime in December, but Mo Williams was still on the Bucks, and Portland was, they were okay. They were good. They're starting to get back to the L.A. Batum when they were good. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to a game. And it was a random, like, Sunday mid-afternoon type start time. And it was kind of cool. I like having those games once in a while in the NBA. They don't do those very often because it's primarily a nighttime situation where it's more of a cocktail event. But I like when they mix it up, too. So, yeah, I'd like to cut down the travel. But if you could still maybe, you know, throw in a couple mid-afternoon start times for us on a weekend, I'd be down for that too.
I'm all for it. Somebody said Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox and Bogdanovich just got bulletin board material.
Yeah, Swag just throwing the Kings out right away.
The Kings immediately. I mean, who else isn't even in the running? The West is brutal.
Well, you got a lot of teams that are going to be in the running. Minnesota could still suck.
Minnesota could suck, but they'll have the number one pick.
Phoenix should be better.
I mean, maybe the number one pick makes a ton of noise early on.
You know, Phoenix might be better, and a lot of people are going to bank on that. San Antonio, if DeRozan gets his wish and gets traded.
Ooh, DeRozan in L.A. to Portland. Let's make it happen.
Sure. Okay. What are we giving up for that?
Collins.
You know how much salary that is to match? You're not just getting Collins and Simons and Ariza.
It's Jody's money.
There's a few teams. If you told me that Houston hits the reset button here.
Yeah, it could have an interesting offseason.
You know, Houston could suck. Minnesota could suck. San Antonio, there's a couple teams in this category.
And we got a poll question on this. What do you make of it? The NBA, they're trying to figure out what the schedule is going to look like next year. They're not doing the bubble thing again like they did last year in Orlando. They're going to have a schedule, and it's likely going to be 72 games. They're trying to figure out when they can begin. They want to get done by the time the Olympics roll around in July, and they want to try and reduce travel by 25%. So they're trying to check all these boxes. It's not easy to do. And one of the things they're thinking about doing is playing MLB-style series instead of just one-off games all year. Is he going to a city and playing a team two or three times and then going to the next city? What would you make of it? 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. Read some of your thoughts. We'll get into the poll questions here in a little bit. And I know we're going to watch, but are we going to watch Thursday Night Football? All that still to come. All right, what do you make of the NBA? Maybe playing series this year. A couple thoughts came in. Somebody said they want to start on Christmas. They need to set up early schedule for more local games with less travel. Blazers, Clippers, Lakers, Nuggets, Kings, etc. Another one, Christian texts in, says, I love the idea of the series, maybe not long term, but for the time being, I can get behind two games in one arena, two in the other, give players more off days, on to the next city. Another one, hell yeah, Lakers regular season sweep, so I continue to make fun of the ridiculous haters, bring it on. And then I enjoyed this one. Somebody said, I don't care if they play in airport hotels at this point. It's 2020. Any sport is good for my mental well-being. So the opinions are all over the map. We got a poll question on it. We'll answer it coming up here in a bit. I do think, and we've talked about this many times before.
Now, what if they just turned into baseball?
Wouldn't it be hilarious if they did? Like, get rid of Interleague. I don't want to play the Eastern Conference. Screw the East, okay?
I think that would be kind of be cool is if they didn't play. They did, like, one or two series a year.
Right.
But you largely avoid almost all of the Eastern Conference teams. And it's like, well, this is the first time they've played all year, Bob. I don't know what to expect of this
right.
title game.
We haven't seen that game. Right. Right now, you play every Eastern Conference team once at home, once on the road. You play your divisional teams a couple of times, some Western Conference teams multiple times. Like, that's how they shake out. In baseball, you have limited number of interleague games, and likely it's kind of centered with whatever your quote-unquote rival is. They try and set that up. And then you play every other team in your league, as in the National League or American League. You have one series at home against them and one series on the road against them, and then you play your division a ton.
The only problem with it that I think a lot of people out here specifically would have is, let's say you're okay with that style or that idea, you'd still be pissed because the Eastern Conference, the top teams would just feast. And in the West, it would be an absolute bloodbath for most of the year.
Right, right.
Like, your eighth team might be 10 games below 500, and you're just like, right. Are they good? I don't know.
Yeah,
because
the schedule is so tough.
But the West is deeper. Yeah. I mean, there's just no refuting that point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So there you go. We had some text rolling in on that. We'll update the poll question coming up here at the end of the show. I did see this. I wanted to get to this briefly as I saw it earlier this morning and Dusty just retweeted it and it reminded me of it. Hmm. Did you see the story of the man with the panther?
Like a real panther?
Not a sex panther. Real panther.
No, I did not.
So there's a gentleman by the name of, this comes to you from, guess it, Florida.
Oh.
There was a gentleman by the name of Dwight Turner, and he ended up suffering serious injuries because he was mauled by a black panther.
Wakanda forever, baby.
So he paid $150, and the fee was to have a full contact experience with the Black Panther.
Whoa. Does that mean getting mauled?
Not necessarily. So this guy, I guess, has a makeshift backyard zoo in South Florida, and you pay $150 that you put in a cage with the leopard, and you have the chance to rub its belly and take pictures with it.
Is this that bitch Carol Baskin?
It sounds like that bitch Carol Baskin. It's a Joe Exotic vibe to it for sure, right? So this guy pays $150. He goes in full contact experience with the Black Panther. And instead, the leopard, as he entered the enclosure, attacked him. Ended up injuring him really badly. Jeez. He was forced to undergo multiple surgeries. Somebody said that his... This kind of gets graphic. His scalp was hanging from his head. Ear was torn in half.
I can't do this.
So he's hired an attorney.
I hate that stuff.
And he said he's in the hospital. He's in the
emergency
room.
Hired an attorney for what, dude?
He's going to sue this, bro.
You paid $150 to get in the cage with a wild beast. What did you think was going to happen exactly? Like, it was just going to lay there and let you pet its belly?
The owner of the facility has been charged with allowing contact with an extremely dangerous animal and keeping the leopard in an unsafe condition.
Well, sure. Yeah, I wouldn't refute that.
So he's admitted what he did was illegal. So maybe there's your that's where you're coming from.
No, but see, the problem with that I have, though, is hit the guy with the animal cruelty charges and all of that. Throw him in the Joe Exotic prison. I don't care.
Yeah.
The guy specifically, though, suing, you gave the consent when you paid the money. The $150 is your consent that I know I'm putting myself at a dangerous risk here.
I'm getting in this cage with a Black Panther.
And if that means half my scalp's hanging off my head or an ear is in half, that's
on me.
That's a you problem. Why did you get in that cage? I wouldn't do this for free. I don't get why people want to.
You couldn't pay me like $5,000 to do this.
Yeah, but like, I not even with the tiger, the baby tiger cats. I don't get why people want to do that so bad.
That's a cuteness thing with the baby tigers. It's like it's a puppy effect.
Go pet a kitten, a house
right,
kitten.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't have sharp teeth and fangs the way that the baby, even the baby tigers have that. I never understood it. I don't get it. And the stupidity of this individual to then say, I'm going to sue you for agreeing to that. I mean, where is it? Florida, right?
This is in Florida, yeah.
Definition of Florida.
Yeah, this went about how you thought it was going to go. Like, if you get into a cage with a full-grown Black Panther at a bro's backyard zoo, like, it's one thing to be around animals, and they obviously don't let you do this at a normal zoo. It's one thing to be around, though, and at least trust the people that you're working with and that are involved with the animals. You know what this guy calls his place? He calls it the Animal House. This guy's got he says just an Animal House. He just made it in his backyard of a zoo in South Florida. He's got all sorts of exotic animals, which is just awful. You feel for the animals that are involved with this.
That was the big thing for me. Aside from Carol Baskin and did she murder her husband or Joe Exotic and all that crap, my biggest takeaway from the Tiger King doc, I just left incredibly sad that any of that is legal.
Yeah.
And I love the argument, there's America. We have a right to do whatever we want. No, you shouldn't own a tiger.
Yeah,
I'm
we don't need tigers.
That's not in the Constitution.
I'm
like,
not on tigers.
Let them go be wild and live in India and all those other countries they live in. Go put them back in their proper place. They shouldn't be in your damn backyard in a 10 by 12 fenced cage.
Did anybody watch her on Dancing with the Stars?
No. I don't watch that show.
I don't either. I didn't know if that was a big deal. I saw that and I was like, really? We're giving her more attention? That's what she's getting out of this deal?
I don't
watch. The lady who runs essentially the same thing as Joe Exotic, but she's just claiming that it's like on the up and up because she saves them from other places so she can make money.
She probably takes care of them slightly better.
Sure, I'll
and
grant
she,
you that.
I'll at least say this. She probably legit loves the animal.
It's a kind
but again,
I
guess you can't. Yeah, I guess you can't say love if you're trapping them and enclosing them. And
it sounds kind of like a fetish kind of love. Her and her husband wearing like collars and leashes and tiger prints and stuff.
Well, they did that in the dock.
Yeah, there's weird stuff.
They're
going
doing
on there.
Weird stuff there. Yeah,
they're going in tiger cages at night.
I don't watch that. I don't watch that. I don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelor. I'm not into those kind of shows, the network reality stuff.
Yeah, as anybody else sees too, when you see these kind of stories, I always root for the animals in this case, man. You get into a cage, you pay $150, that animal's locked up in a backyard zoo. I'm pulling for the Black Panther here.
And you've got to imagine mid-attack, like, you paid. Like, this guy's
Dude,
getting his head
chose.
Ripped. You chose, and you paid $150 to have this animal attack you.
Yeah, not like you're walking through the woods and you come across a grizzly bear. Like, dude, that's terrifying. I feel awful for you. I hope you're going to be okay. That's not your fault. Although we never did a revision on it. The guy who had the video getting tracked down by the cougar, remember that? We talked about that. The guy that was hiking in Salt Lake City or wherever it was, and the cougar was tracking him down, and he filmed the entire thing. Yeah. It came out that he was, like, rustling with the baby cougars.
He was following it.
Like, dude, that's on you, man.
And they had some people that were coming out saying, that's not a cougar that's hunting or a mountain lion hunting you.
Right.
That's a mountain lion being territorial and telling you, get the hell out of here.
Get out of here, yeah. So a 50-year-old bro named Dwight Turner, he went into an animal house, as in a makeshift backyard zoo. They had a Black Panther in a cage, and he paid $150 to have the full contact experience, where you rub its belly and you take pictures with it. Instead, the full-grown leopard attacked him the second he walked into the cage.
Do you remember the scene at the end of Tiger King when he knew he was kind of going down, and he goes in the cage, and he starts getting attacked, and he's like, you son of a bitch!
Yeah.
And he pulls his gun.
Yeah, they're grabbing him.
I was watching, when I were watching that, I was rooting for those tigers.
Take them out, man.
Yeah, like if you all five of you just jump on this dude, you get a free meal and he's gone.
You're bigger and stronger than him. Take him out, man. He can't handle you.
He would have been toast.
Just bite the arm with the gun and that guy's done. So there you go. Don't go in backyard zoos in Florida, apparently. It's a bad idea. All right, Thursday Night Football is happening tonight. Are we excited for it? Carolina and Atlanta. We got some poll questions we need to answer. And then what are we all doing with our time now? We'll close up there next on The Fan. So I got home yesterday, had to run a couple errands after the show. By the way, Rite Aid, great deals on wine. Great deals, man. Go buy your wine at Rite Aid.
I need to go get my flu shot.
Yeah, I do too. I haven't got my flu shot yet.
My dad, he got his flu shot a while ago. He told me that, he's like, I'm as tough as they come, which always tells me you're not.
Yeah.
And he goes,
Yeah, my arm was really hurting from that thing.
You're real sore.
And I was like, oh, okay. My wife got it like a week ago, and then she kept going, oh, my arm really hurts.
I got a strong batch this year, is that what you're telling
me? I guess, yeah, the strain this year is pretty aggressive. Some people are getting sick from it right away. I mean, you always get a little, some people always get a little sick from it, but yeah, I guess this year it's a little more tough than others.
Okay. Well, I do need to do that at some point. But yeah, I got home yesterday, and this is an overreaction because I'm sure there have been other days. It felt like the first day of getting home and sitting around and like, okay, what are we going to watch here?
Oh, I loved it. I got a lot of stuff done yesterday.
I did too, but it was kind of weird. Like, we've been in such a constant sports stream going basically back to the end of July. And I know, Timber fan, yes, you played last night and you won. Congratulations on clinching a playoff spot.
They beat the Galaxy so bad they just fired their coach.
There you go. They beat them 5-1. But I did have that moment of like, man, we have been living in glory days for the last couple of months. And the NFL's great. We're going to get an NFL game tonight. And, you know, other stuff will be back eventually. But there was, all right, I got to find something else to watch vibe last night.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to go back on this statement in about 3 weeks or so. There was, though, for me, I enjoyed it. Now, I didn't watch the Timber game, full disclosure. I'm happy they won. Always root for the Timbers.
The Timbers.
I didn't watch it, and I enjoyed having the night. Because if you think about it, we went from having sports in 2020 to then losing sports in 2020.
We did.
To then getting all of the sports in 2020. And, I'm just, as a show, dad of two kids who are very young.
Yeah.
Every day for like 3-4 months, it was becoming basketball on, baseball on, football on. And it wasn't like I wasn't interacting or being a parent, but
kids,
there were nights.
Your attention was split.
I was like, I kind of have to watch this. We're going to talk about it. There were nights that they wanted to watch a Halloween movie.
But it has been nice. Once we got to the World Series, there was kind of one thing every night.
Yeah, there was like one big game, kind of conference finals, ALCS, NLCS.
That goes back, you know, when I was growing up and you just had three channels, your sports was doled out. You had a Monday Night Football or a Monday Night Baseball game. You had a game of the week for Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. You got it doled out whenever it was. So to have... But you kind of could just focus on that one game rather than when everything was going on.
Right,
you're like,
right.
Okay, what am I going to watch? And then the game you're watching is crap or kind of lame and you miss the big game or some weird thing where you feel like you're out of it. So I'm kind of enjoying getting it kind of one thing at a time.
I got a few shows I got dialed up. I got to start watching them. You know, I got a few you got to start. I've been DVRing them so I can binge watch them, that kind of stuff.
I can't get into a show. We just got done with S Creek not too long ago. Can't find one.
Okay.
And honestly, I've searched on Prime, Netflix, Hulu. Haven't really searched HBO, although I want to start this sex cult thing. It's
The Vow.
Have you heard of this?
I've seen a couple episodes of it.
I heard Ropper yapping about it.
Is it good?
Yesterday.
Very good.
Well, that's it's a docuseries, but I'm looking at everything and some of the stuff I've heard good things, and I look at it and I can't click start.
You got to dive.
Yeah.
I started a Netflix show recently, Babylon Berlin. Very good show.
I heard
very good show.
Utopia.
Mm-hmm. I've heard good things about Utopia.
On Hulu is good. It's got Rainn Wilson in it.
Yeah, we got to find non-sports stuff to watch, at least until college basketball rolls around on non-Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday days.
Well, the good news for you is
Fridays, too, with some Pac-12 games and college football games.
Come Monday
or
Tuesday, depending on when I watch it, I'll have watched Borat.
Yeah, but
we can talk about Borat.
Yeah, you guys need to watch Borat. That's definitely on your to-do list. We do get a sporting event tonight. How excited are we for it? Atlanta at Carolina.
I like Carolina. I root for Teddy Two Gloves.
They're favored by 1.5 tonight. Are we gambling on it? We got
it's
any
a
scratch
point and
online?
A half now?
It's -1.5 Carolina.
I'll take Carolina even without McCaffrey. The Falcons are just notoriously good at blowing games.
They are.
Carolina beat them last time they played, and I know it was only, I think, by 7. Look, Atlanta's got a bit of the, we're free of the Dan Quinn thing, but I don't know how good Raheem Morris really is. That defense still isn't, I'm not sold on that because we saw it with the Lions. Carolina hung with the Saints. And if you're a believer in the Saints, Swigard, I know you are.
I think Carolina can win this game, and if you give me a point and a half, I think you win by three or more.
Yeah.
I went on the under of 52.
I like that play.
The weather is supposed to get increasingly bad throughout the course with Tropical Storm Zeta or Hurricane Zeta. I don't know what strength it is there,
but the
wind is kicking up. The rain's supposed to get heavier or more chance of rain throughout.
Is that our bet tonight? I kind of like
evening.
That bet.
So I was 52, messing around.
You said?
Yeah, scoreboard it's 52 right now. The Action Network guys said under 51.5. Also, Sean Hockley's crew, the under hits more often than the over.
Okay. I saw
onto something here. I like this pick.
I saw one. What do you call them? They work in the betting industry.
Yeah,
a tout.
I don't know. A betting
odds
maker. Kind of a handicapper.
Okay.
Really in on the DJ Moore over. I think it's 60 receiving yards.
Okay.
Really in on it.
Rando
like, it's
prop.
The number one prop bet for them.
Yeah. At least we do next Thursday. You look ahead a little bit on the schedule, not to overlook a thrilling Carolina Atlanta game. You know what the Thursday night game is next Thursday?
It's tasty, if I remember correctly.
Next Thursday in the week 9 of the NFL season.
God, it's week 9.
Yeah.
This is the halfway point. We're at week 8 this week. I want to look up just where it's at so I make sure to get it correctly.
Football's half over.
It's half over, man. Isn't that crazy? It is Green Bay at San Francisco. Juicy. That's a juicy game.
Well, the Niners could be getting back some guys, too.
They could.
So that
think
might
if,
be a tough
think
game.
Think if Green Bay wins again. The Green Bay gets Minnesota this week at home. I'd imagine they're going to win that game.
Does Rodgers play well when he goes home?
Well, last year he didn't, but part of that was just San Francisco being a beast on defense,
I think.
I'm
just wondering historically
they got their ass kicked in the playoff game by Cap. They got their ass kicked last year twice by them. I don't think he actually fares all that well. Yeah.
They've had a bad run against the Niners.
Career-wise there.
Cap beat him at home, and they beat him at Lambeau and last year in
That's
the
right.
NFC title game.
That's right.
But think if San Francisco wins this week against Seattle, too, you could have 6-1 against 5-3. Green Bay, San Francisco, you got that to look forward to.
Niners win against Seattle. You got to start wondering. They're going to get their guys back at some point.
Are they
going to find their rhythm going into the postseason?
Well, I might attach my herpy to Swigard's underbet. I don't know. I kind of like that pick. I'm on
Matt
that one.
Ryan with a wet football.
Matt, yeah, well, he wears gloves too. He's a glove bro.
So is Teddy.
So is Teddy. Teddy two gloves. No McCaffrey. I kind of like that pick. I might be on the under tonight. Let's root for no points. It's Thursday night football. What's
it's
hell,
never
man?
Fun, by the way, to root for that.
No, it never is. But there you go. Enjoy it. Atlanta at Carolina. There you go. If you missed any of the show, Let's Drop Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We had a lot going on today, man. We went to Omaha. We went to Miami. We talked some college football with Ross Dellinger. We previewed the Washington Huskies. If you miss any of the interviews, find them at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan. We'll tweet them out as soon as we are done here. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. Enjoy Carolina Atlanta. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. And what's next? You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.